Mission Impossible: Democrats Make Trump a Martyr. ESPN star Stephen A. Smith articulates what sports fans everywhere are thinking about Trump's trials. There's no worse feeling in media than being the next guest after Stephen A. Smith. Whatever you have to say, you'll say it worse. Right, wrong, whatever. The man was born to be on television. The upside is listening to his segments. Last night, while waiting to talk about NPR, I listened as Chris Cuomo told a story about an unnamed hip-hop artist complaining that it took a rich white man like Trump being abused for people to see the maladministration of justice black people have always known. What did his guest, Stephen A. Smith, think? Stephen A. Smith. No question. That hip-hop artist who called you, he's right on the money. Here's the sad part. It gives credence to the argument Trump made during a speech weeks ago where he talked about black folks relating to him. Now, what the hell would black folks have in common with a guy that was born on third base thinking he hit a home run? Born with the proverbial spoon in his mouth. It's the legal system. I can say this because 95% of the time I voted Democrat. I'm looking at a Democratic Party that looks at the black community that says, "We're there for you. We're there for you." But when it's time to vote, you want to talk to black people about what you're doing for them and how you are on our side. But this man right here, who's the presumptive GOP nominee, is in a position to literally get back to the White House because what you're doing to him. We find fairly relatable to things that have been done to folks in our community, and it's happened for decades. There's no escaping that fact, and Trump pointing it out, and being accurate in doing so, is perhaps the height of embarrassment for the Democratic Party, in my estimation. This exchange was preceded by a classic Stephen A-ism. When you got 4 indictments and 91 counts and 2 impeachments and civil suits in excess of $454 million, but he still keeps marching forward, gaining momentum. The only way to get him is to beat him, and they don't seem able to do that either. And I'm quite disgusted by it, to be quite honest with you. If you watch ESPN, you've heard that speech 100 times. You got Carl Anthony Towns and the Stifle Tower Rudy Gobert and the high-flying new face of the league and Anthony Edwards and Naz Reid and Slow-Mo Anderson and all those boys, and you can't even beat the 8th seed in your conference one time in the regular season? One damn time, J.J. Redick. Frankly, I find that disgusting. The Trump rant was no sports take, nor particularly novel, as Stephen A. has been branching into politics and appearing as a guest on Fox News, which can't get enough of him for obvious reasons. The hit pieces haven't come yet. But if he keeps this up, they will, and we can guess what form they'll take. It'll be ugly, but any Democrat watching should immediately recognize the red flag Stephen A. is raising. And I don't mean the one that has to do with race. This is about sports.